And speaking of Cornerbrook, they have made a move. Now, they did this last year. They opened up some of their roadways within the municipality of Cornerbrook to ATV traffic. And this year, well, it went pretty well last year. So this year, they've expanded the network. I had a chat with Cornerbrook Mayor Jim Parsons about the changes and how it's designed to help increase tourism even on a year like this, and the matter of enforcement.
Well, we've added, I guess, a couple of streets that were common. We had common requests from touring groups and others to access these areas. They're in the commercial downtown area. We have a number of hotels, and of course, also in the outskirts of the city as well, there's a couple of hotels that are commonly, I guess, frequented by ATV travelers.
I'm noticing like a lot of cities right across the country are opening up more and more of their roadways to ATV traffic. And while this year is not like a banner year for tourism, obviously, what will it mean for Cornerbrook in terms of drawing people in?
Well, this was planned, I guess, before we had the COVID mess. But it is part of our ongoing effort to try and increase this type of tourism in our area, but do it in a safe way and ensure it has a minimal disruption, I guess, to people, residents in the area.
And when it comes to enforcing how the ATVs travel through the city of Cornerbrook, what does that look like?
Well, we, I guess, started off with a very sort of simple route to get through the city, so from the west end to the east end of the city and get onto the trail system. It takes riders right through our downtown area, and that's a lot of stop and start traffic. It actually worked relatively well. We had good feedback from the police. I have to say that it was the ATV enthusiasts who used the route did encourage other users to behave and make sure that it is safe and works for everyone.
And are there going to be random traffic stops, or have there been? Because a lot of times you might see a young person driving and you're not sure if they're 16 or not. So how do the authorities tell?
Well, that's exactly right. So it's just like normal traffic. You are required to have insurance and registration and, of course, be of certain age and things like that. You have to have a driver's license. So it's just like a normal roadworthy vehicle when it comes to driving on the route. So police, of course, have the powers to stop and check people and issue tickets under the same sort of authority that you'd have for a normal vehicle.
And when it comes to drivers being well-behaved, is that something that you're seeing, or have there been some issues?
Well, we've had, like many communities in Newfoundland, of course, we have a significant amount of illegal traffic that was occurring before and since we've opened up specific routes. And that is, it is very difficult to enforce sometimes, but we work, hand in glove with the RNC and our municipal enforcement staff to do what we can, I guess, to combat that. But I really think that education and allowing, I guess, reasonable, responsible users to do things in a legal way is the best way to combat the problem.
And in previous years, because this is not the first year, it's just sort of an extension, were there any complaints from residents about drivers?
We've had, again, overwhelmingly the feedback has been positive, I have to say. We have had some complaints from residential users from, traffic late at night and traffic of dirt bikes and things like that. But, of course, that is not something that is legal. We, as part of our legal route, we only allow traffic till 10 p.m. We don't have the power to permit vehicles like trikes or dirt bikes under the legislation. So this type of traffic, unfortunately, is something that occurs with or without any kind of legal route. My hope is by increasing, I guess, the responsible legal drivers, we can discourage the illegal type of traffic like this.